The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch about anything on the agenda today. Cork is the first item on that agenda because it has been named as one of National Geographic's 25 best places to visit anywhere on planet Earth. And you know what that means? It means invariably people in Cork are complaining that they're not number one. Neil Prenderville is with me. He's presenter of the Neil Prenderville Show on Red FM. Have you started the petition yet, Neil, to have yourselves bumped up the list?
Oh, you're off already. Well, let me just say that I think that the world is simply catching up with what Cork people already knew. It's an honour, for sure it is. Top 25 in the world. National Geographic knows its way around the map. I accept that. But I think it really meant top five, maybe top three, possibly number one. I mean, like, you know the Cork author, Patrick Fitzpatrick, you wrote a book on 101 Reasons Why Cork is Better Than Dublin. I think he's been commissioned now to write the book, 101 Reasons Why Cork is Better Than the World. But I just want to nail one myth, right? Because you guys are great, constantly claiming that Cork people say that we are the real capital of Ireland. No self-respecting Cork person would ever say that. We don't accept that. We are not.
But Neil, deep down, you think it.
We think it in the sense that, you know, culturally we are, you know, from the point of view of the best food we are, the best music, the best, you know, place to socialize it is. I mean, I'm on the Costa del Sauna and it's 28 degrees sunshine, but that would not hold a candle to Cork del Sol on a rainy day. And I mean that as an emotional hand on my heart, Cork man. That's so proud. And I'm happy to answer any questions you wish. And I'm happy to bat away all of your cynicism and all of your criticism. So off you go.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, off I go. So the event centre. I mean, did they visit Cork at all? When they said how the Cork Event Centre has enhanced the city and can host new concerts, festivals and exhibitions. I mean, in what year? About 2050?
I accept that there was some sort of a typographical error there. However, all I can say about that is that Rome was not built in a day. We're just being absolutely sure that it will be the best event centre when it is built, because everything else in Cork has been the best when they were built. I mean, we've got Ireland's tallest building. We've got the world's biggest prison down in Spike. We've got, incidentally, we've got the world's second biggest harbour. Sydney is the first, but I'm actually convinced that Sydney was measured wrong. So we get the first chipper, as you well know. You probably, from time to time, had a nosh up in Jackie Lennox's, which we're mourning now. So we want this event centre to be the best. When it's ready, we'll let you know about it. We'll hit the ground running when it's time. We just want to make sure that it fund-wise comes in on right, on target. And, you know, everything else in Dublin is over target and late and overspending. We don't want that to happen in Cork.
Oh, no. Okay. So, yeah. So that's the event centre is not, none of those things. Not late and not over budget.
No. We're just being sure. We're just cautious. You know, it's the public's money at the end of the day. You know, I mean, there are many other reasons why Cork, for instance, would be top 25, a.k.a. number one in the world. And that would be the people, obviously. City is of its people. And we have the best people, undoubtedly. The kindest people. The most compassionate people. The people who are always sound. Always willing to help and be generous. In times of need, you will always find, and you can rely on a Cork person to help other Cork people. And look, for instance, at the world fame that we have, laid at the doorstep of the likes of Cillian Murphy, who delivered Cork's first Academy Award, need I say more? Roy Keane, Sonia O'Sullivan, Fiona Shaw, Rory Gallagher. We have a dialect and a way of speaking all of our own. It's Cork people talking to Cork people. We have our own passport. And I actually believe that this is a good opportunity on your very popular radio show to announce that with all of the international honour, we now feel that it is the right time to award the Apple windfall of €13 billion exclusively, Kieran, I think you'd agree with me, exclusively to Cork, to be spent in Cork, on Cork people, and to be divided equally amongst the Cork
population.
You
can spend it on consultants' fees for the event centre, and it still wouldn't be built. I know that this is a very kind of suburban view, and people from the city look down on it. I actually always preferred KC's for chips rather than Jackie Lennox's.
all I can tell you is you're absolutely spoiled for choice in Cork when it comes to chippers. You have rated a very, very good chipper. It's right up there. Casey's is there. Dino's is there. Where else can I add? Of course, back in Blackpool, you've got the wonderful Murphy's chipper. When it comes to food, you've got the English market, and you now have a second market, which would be the Marina market. That's got like 30, maybe 40 different food producers,
yeah,
7 days a week, where you can eat the best of food. I mean, you've got the Cork huge, massive jazz weekend that's happening this weekend. Thousands of musicians coming in from all over the world. After that, then we'll tidy up a little bit. We'll get into 3 weeks of a carnival on Leaside for Christmas, the Christmas carnival on Leaside. And I don't know whether you knew it or not, but actually Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, his first stop is in Cork before he heads out around the world.
Well, I'd expect no less. What do you say, though? What's the elevator pitch if you were abroad? Say you're Costa del Sol, or you're somewhere in the States and people say, oh, we're planning a big trip to Ireland, but we don't have the itinerary yet. We're wondering where to go. What's the pitch for Cork City? Yeah, skip Dublin, land in Dublin Airport and get out of there. Is that it?
I probably would say, listen, I think that every itinerary in Ireland is a good itinerary. I'm not so sure that Dublin, the Book of Kells and the Cliffs of Moher is all we have to offer. I mean, certainly I would be telling them about Cork's most beautiful county, Cork's biggest county, Youghal to Middleton, Cove to Cork, Kinsale to Clans, Gibb to Alahees. I would tell them about the sheer beauty of it, the beauty of the people there. I would also invite them to visit our really gorgeous, authentic pubs, particularly in the city. They should go to the Chateau. They should check out the Mutton Lane. They should have the world's best sandwich in the Long Valley. They should try a spiced beef sandwich with salad. I mean, there are just so many different reasons why they should come to Cork. But they actually should just fly into Cork's friend, or Ireland's friendliest airport. Anyway.
Ah, well, there you go. Yeah, exactly. Skip Dublin or Shannon altogether. Listen, I know we're kind of joking about people in Cork thinking that they're better than the rest of us, but we should pity people in the city to some degree, because they too, in their turn, are looked down upon by people, of course, from West Cork. And Anne-Marie Cronin is with us, freelance photographer and owner of Photography Gallery in Castletown Bear in West Cork. Anne-Marie, you're very welcome to the show. I mean, much like Neil is trying to get the entire world's population to just descend on Cork City, you probably think they should just, you know, turn right when they get there and head west.
Absolutely. And Neil just saved himself there by mentioning Alahees. I thought he was going to forget us west when he started mentioning all the small towns over along. I suppose we're this most southwesterly stretch of coastline in Ireland. Next stop, if you go to Dersey or the cable car, Ireland's only cable car, the signpost will tell you that the next stop is America. So that's how far west we are.
Yeah, you're so far. I mean, is that part of the charm, how remote it is? Because I was working it out earlier. You know, I could get to London just about in the same time it would take me to get to Dersey from where I live in Kilkenny.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're well used to travelling. You're travelling to get out of the peninsula. You're half an hour, three quarters of an hour to get out of the peninsula before you're going in any direction, you know. So, yeah, we are very remote, and that is one of the beauties of the area. You can come here to relax, chill. There's historic connections with Butte Montana. They're from the mining, the copper mines in Alahees. The towers are still standing. Lit up at night when you arrive into Alahees.
This is the story whereby the miners left this part of Ireland and moved to Butte, Montana. And you would have heard Cork accents and people speaking Oscoelga for a long time there afterwards.
Absolutely, yeah. When the mines closed down, mining was all a lot of people knew. So Butte, Montana was then the mining where they all left, and we would still have a lot of relations and a lot of people coming from Butte to visit us. We would have a lot of connections here in Beirut with Butte.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, where does West Cork start?
You see, this is a myth. I mean, people say Kinsale is West Cork. Kinsale isn't West Cork. West Cork doesn't start till you get to
I was in Inchidani a couple of weeks ago. Is Inchidani West Cork?
Not at all. No, we wouldn't claim that to be West Cork at all.
Oh my God.
You have to come west to Beira, west to, there's three peninsulas, I suppose. You have the Mizzenhead, Sheepshead, and Beira Peninsula. You know, rugged coastland, out of the way. You come to chill out. People have come here on holidays; they've never gone home.
So all these other places in Cork, like in I know friends of mine on the Great Heron and Bandon, and they've got kind of West Cork Folk is one of the kind of spin-off brands. If they're listening to this in McLaughlin's, they should be abandoning the West. Is that your argument?
Oh, absolutely, yes. I mean, we'll start a whole other argument here, Kieran.
So you don't consider it West until I cross what point?
I suppose from Bantry, Glengariff. I mean, the beauty, like Glengariff, you have Glengariff, Adrigal, Castletown, Bear, Irie's, which has been made famous, you know, it's been used in paint advertisements, it's board fault advertisements. Then you have Alahees, as I said, with the history of mining. You have Castletown, Bear, which is the largest white fishing port. So you have so much. You have Bear Island, you have Dursey Island, absolutely just breathtaking sceneries from sunrise to sunset, storms, calm reflections. You can't get, and the people, like Neil said, the people, the rural pubs, you know. Yeah. Have I you sold yet?
I'm already sold, although I need to work on my geography because I did think I was in West Cork a few weeks ago, but obviously not. I've only been there once. I've been to Glengariff once, so I've been to central Cork and East Cork many times. So Neil, I mean, the way Anne-Marie sells it, you probably hardly ever have to leave the county there.
Yeah, no, sure. If I'm to be honest, I'm mortified. How brilliant Cork is. I really and truly am. Every single day. And I would encourage people to come and see for yourself, because we could contemplate starting charging entrance fee one of these days. You know, things keep going from good to better like this. It's just insane. I'm sad for Kinsale, though. It's like the new lost city of Atlantis. I wonder where Kinsaleites, if that's the proper term, feel they're actually from. Because I remember, though, I think if I remember correctly, they said that the Wild Atlantic Way started in Kinsale. So that's food for thought. Maybe we'll claim it in the city.
Oh, you're going to claim Kinsale as a city, did you say?
No, into the city.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I thought we were kind of going to open a whole other can of worms there. I mean, Kilkenny's the only place, as far as I know, that claims to be a city when there's question marks over it, although I'll be shot when I go home this evening for even acknowledging that.
We just claim to be Cork's best.
David says Cork, simply better. And it's not a boast, it's just reality. We don't need to boast. The truth speaks for itself. Just ask the good people at National Geographic. Cork isn't the best at anything. Even Cork is being replaced by screw tops, says a listener fond of an old pun. I like that one. Cork is very, very beautiful. The only problem is it is full of Cork people, says one of our listeners. But I hate to break to that listener, it is the people as well that National Geographic talk about as one of the chief reasons to visit the city. Neil, listen, it's been great.
Guys, we're not making the boast. It's National Geographic are making the claim. We're just getting back and saying thank you.
Yeah, you're just reflecting in its glory. Neil Prenderville.
We've been trying to keep it a secret for years. We don't want to be...
Anne-Marie, of course you have. Cork people are famous for hiding their light under a bushel, Anne-Marie. You're dead right. Absolutely, you've been keeping it a secret. You've been very bad at it, but there you go.
The secret is out now, unfortunately.
Well, secret's out. Anne-Marie Cronin is a freelance photographer. She's the owner of a photography gallery in Castletown Bear, which is in West Cork. And Neil Prenderville, who is the host of the Neil Prenderville Show on Red FM. Neil and Anne-Marie, listen, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.